The drive back to the shop was different tonight. The city lights, which had once felt like a surveillance net, now looked like a blueprint of potential. Robert gripped the steering wheel, the permit papers tucked securely into the glove compartment. "We need to talk about the hiring," Minnie said, breaking the quiet. "If we're going to meet this timeline, the small team we have won't be enough. We need people who understand what we're building." "I don't want anyone from the old firms," Robert said quickly. "I'm not interested in teaching them how to be honest. I want to build from the ground up." Virginia looked back from the passenger seat. "The technical college students we met last week, they're hungry, Dad. They aren't tainted by the corporate mindset yet. Why not bring them in as interns?" Robert considered this, his mind already mapping out the shop floor. "Interns," he mused. "It would mean slower initial output, but the foundation would be solid. It fits the philosophy. It's the only way to scale," Minnie added. "You can't build an honest structure using dishonest labor." When they pulled up to the Pasadena shop, the building looked small against the sprawling hills. But inside, it was a fortress of intent. Robert opened the bay door, the cool night air rushing in to greet them. "Dorothy," Robert called out, walking to the workbench. "Start the expansion plans for the north side. We need more assembly space." Dorothy looked up from a schematic, her eyes widening. "You got it? The permit?" Robert tapped his chest pocket. "We got it. But the real work begins now. We aren't just building for the city. We're building a school for the way things should be." Robert picked up a drafting pencil and began to sketch the layout of the expansion. He was thinking about load distribution and structural integrity, but he was also thinking about how to mentor a new generation. "If we get this right," Robert said, gesturing to the sketch, "we won't just be an engineering shop. We'll be the benchmark. When the next firm tries to cheat the zoning laws, they'll have to explain why their work doesn't measure up to ours." Minnie stood beside him, watching the lines take shape. "It's a legacy, Robert. You're building a legacy." "I'm building something that doesn't break," he corrected. "The legacy is just a byproduct of doing it right the first time." As the family set to work, the atmosphere in the shop transformed. It was no longer a space for a desperate comeback. It was an incubation chamber for a new standard of industry. The ghosts were gone, the permit was locked in, and the future was being bolted together, one precise, honest piece at a time.